This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Some Madison schools were swatted the day after the tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Students from the Madison Metropolitan School District sent an email to families saying some schools got calls reporting there was a person outside the building in crisis and they had a weapon. The caller ID made it look like the call was from 988, the Suicide Crisis Lifeline. According to the district, staff immediately called police. Investigators found all the calls to be hoaxes. Some schools were placed on secure holds while officers investigated. District officials said these were cases of swatting, where people call and report a dangerous situation that doesn't exist. Those calls can come from anywhere. Often they're from outside the state and can even be from outside the United States. Staff said swatting is becoming more common after tragedies. Governor Tony Evers ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff in honor of the victims of the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Flags are to be lowered to half-staff through Sunday. You should conduct a frozen pizza check. Palermo's has recalled just over 1,700 Connie's thin crust cheese frozen pizzas. They say it's due to potential plastic contamination. The impacted products were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. They've already been pulled from store shelves. If you've got one in your freezer, you should throw it out and contact the store for a refund. The $3 billion expansion of a drug maker in Kenosha County took a step forward. The Pleasant Prairie Planning Commission approved preliminary site plans for the expansion at Eli Lilly. The project will add over 60,000 square feet of office, manufacturing, and warehouse space to the facility. Construction will start this month. A legislative study committee on Sandhill Cranes has made its recommendation. Following a fifth and final meeting last week, the panel of lawmakers, ag and conservation groups last week advanced a draft bill that would authorize sandhill crane hunts and fund compensation to farmers for crop losses. State Senator Romaine Quinn of Cameron said he thinks that represents the best opportunity for any movement to address the issue. But State Senator Mark Spreitzer of Beloit said he doesn't see a bill that includes hunting the cranes passing. The panel voted against a standalone crop damage support bill and did not vote at all on a bill for standalone hunt. The combined bill will go to the legislature's budget committee for consideration. Many pet lizards, snakes, birds, or fish are tropical and cannot survive in the wild in Wisconsin, so releasing them to the wild can be deadly for the animal. If they can survive, the weather exotic pets can be a hazard for the environment. Lisa Hale has the story.
What happens when someone can no longer care for an exotic pet, like a lizard, a bird, fish, or insect? Traditional shelters aren't equipped to care for them. Releasing them into the wild is dangerous for the animals and for the environment. John Moyles is the director of J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue in Neenah.
You know, like you get a goldfish at the carnival. You know, you don't know what to do with it. And then, you know, if it weren't for us, you wouldn't really have a place to go with that goldfish. And you might think that, you know, dumping it into the lake or a river might be a good option. But those animals can actually thrive in our native waters and then will outcompete native animals by becoming an invasive species.
As Wisconsin's largest exotic pet rescue, Moyles says that JRAAR has rescued over 1,900 animals in 2023, and they look to surpass that number this year.
The Department of Motor Vehicles reminds people to get their updated real IDs. Wisconsin DOT says the real ID will take effect in May of next year after multiple delays due to the pandemic and rollout issues. You'll need those updated IDs to get on airplanes and enter secure federal buildings. If you don't have a new ID or need help obtaining one, you can contact the DMV online at wisconsindmv.gov to schedule an appointment to get a new ID. More avian influenza has been spotted in northeast Wisconsin. Animal control officers in Brown County say a flock of geese were recently found dead of the flu in the village of Howard. Veterinarians say warmer winters are allowing more birds to migrate for longer, contributing to the spread of the disease. Wisconsin ag officials remind all poultry farmers to practice biosecurity and keep their flocks away from migrating waterfowl. Oshkosh Corporation's production of new delivery vehicles for the U.S. Postal Service is off to a rocky start. In an investigative story, the Washington Post reports Oshkosh has delivered just 93 of the 3,000 next-generation delivery vehicles that were expected by the end of November. The story cites internal documents and communications from the company blaming the delays on an inability to collaborate the vehicle's airbags, leaking chassis, and problems securing bodies from Challenge Manufacturing in Michigan. Those issues were reportedly kept from the Postal Service by Oshkosh executives. The report also claims the Oshkosh plant in Spartanburg, South Carolina, is producing just one NGDV a day instead of the 80 that were expected by this point. The first day of winter is this Saturday. While winter is close, there is still a lot of electrical construction going on in Richland Center. Richland Center Utility Manager Scott Gauld says Frontier is working on a complete overbuild for the city's fiber line. Frontier is currently working on its distribution lines. Due to the overbuild project by Frontier, residents will notice a lot of flags in their yards for underground boring. He also alerts all residents to the fact that all electric meters will be replaced as they have reached their end of life. Utility workers will be on residents' property to convert electric meters. As holiday celebrations continue, the American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood or platelets this month. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to help ensure patients can continue to receive the care they need in the coming weeks. Two opportunities will be held this week to bring joy to someone facing a medical emergency by giving something that means something with a blood or platelet donation. A blood drive will be held Thursday from 9:30 to 2:30 at Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will also be held Friday from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Waniwok. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin State Patrol is looking for new recruits. Lieutenant Nate Hendrickson says they encourage people from all backgrounds and walks of life to apply. Hendrickson says, like other agencies across the state and country, the State Patrol isn't immune to staffing challenges. The application period ends January 19th. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Bucks win the NBA Cup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, with a strong second half, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by 16 points. The final 97-81. Bucks owner Wes Edens was there in Las Vegas with the team to accept the NBA Cup trophy.
It is so sweet and it's so great to be here. You know, last year it all happened kind of fast. We were very happy to be here. This year when they came in, they were here to do the business, finish the job, and they did it tonight.
Giannis, blocking shots, passing the ball, finished with 26 points and named the tournament's MVP.
We came out in the third quarter, we set the tone, we played great team basketball, we were moving the ball, guys were making shots, but most importantly, we were competing defensively. The team scored only 14 points. That's who we are. We are going to improve, and we're going to stay like team because job is not done.
College football, more players leaving the Wisconsin Badgers football team. Will Pauling, their top receiver this year, announcing he's entering the transfer portal, and Badgers receiver C.J. Williams, also leaving Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Although fans may have been disappointed with the supposed finale of Yellowstone, the show did draw good viewership. Variety reports that Yellowstone pulled in 11.5 million viewers for the series finale, making it the most watched episode in series history, according to the Paramount Network. The network reported that the season 5 premiere pulled in 16.5 million viewers, but across multiple platforms. Either way, the numbers suggest many more spinoffs. The Boys has started shooting season 5 and promises more outrageous plot lines and behavior. Series creator and executive producer Eric Kripke says that main character Homelander, played by Anthony Starr, will be all trauma, and that the character might also get a spinoff series. This will be the final season of The Boys, and if you're interested in seeing what you've been missing, check out the previous 4 seasons on Amazon Prime and prepare for a wild ride. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season two. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. If you're a fan of the shows Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Veronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Morone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot logic, you'll probably be entertained, as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow on the way tomorrow through tomorrow night, around 2 to 3 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down late on Thursday night. Today, though, partly cloudy, 29. Tonight, clouds will increase 18 with snow tomorrow and a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.